Shalom Rabosai, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Lamed Aleph. We are holding on the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis. We're about 10 or 15 lines up, cut it a little short just because we were going pretty long yesterday. Af Sefer Mishle, let's see how far that is. Let's count it, let's find it over here. It's towards the end of the line in my Gemara, I assume in yours as well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 15 clean lines up towards the end of the Af Sefer Mishle. We've been talking about how Chazal were concerned about Koheles because it had some contradictions, and they realized that since there was Torah at the beginning and Torah at the end, so there must have been a way to resolve the contradictions in Koheles. So they say, so the Gemara pivots and starts talking about another one of Shlomo's Sfarim. Af Sefer Mishle Bikshu Lignos. They also wanted to do away and hide away with Sefer Mishle, Shayud Dvarim Zosrim Zeretzah, because they had some contradictory, Shlomo wrote some contradictory things in there. Mepnei Ma Lo Ganzuhu, so why did they not hide it away? So Amrei, they said, Sefer Koheles, Lav Inyonin, Vishkachin Taima. They said, well, we went through Koheles, and we didn't really understand that so much, but we found some way to resolve it. So time Vashkechon time. Hacha nami liayin nami liayin. Let's also check into Mishle and let's figure it out because we found there is a way to resolve the other one. So let's check it out. So the Gemara says my dvarim soshim zedze. What was the contradictions in Mishle? So the pasuk says ksiv atan ksil kalaso. Don't answer a fool when he's being an idiot. Uksiv anaksil kolaso, and then the pasuk says later on that you should answer a fool when he's being an idiot. So the Gemara says lokasha habi divrei Torah habi mili de alma. No, in terms of divrei Torah, so a person should answer them. I'm trying to point out a fool's flaws, but when it's not divrei Torah, just leave him alone. It's not worth it. Kihadahu adasa kalamei de Rebbe, because there was someone who came in front of Rebbe Amarle. He said to him, Ishtecha ishti ubanecha banai. Unbelievable. That guy was clearly meshuggah, but a pretty serious accusation. Your wife is actually my wife, and your children are actually my children. So Amalei, Ritzocha shetishna kos shel yayin. So Rebbe said to him, he didn't answer him, he just said, hey, come, want a drink? Meaning, he totally disregarded his claim, he didn't even address it, just invited him to a party. Kind of like how Esther did to Haman. Anyway, but what happened to this guy? Shasa upaka. He drank, and he blew up. So Rebbe kind of pulled the fast one on him, but it basically didn't relate to him whatsoever. Again, an Indian that you shouldn't relate to fools. Ahuda also de la kamei de Rebbe Chia. Same thing happens in front of Rebbe Chia. Amar lei imecha ishti ve'atabani. Said something similar. He said, your mother was my wife, and you're my son. So Amar lei rzolcha shetishtei koshel yayin. So he said to him, same thing. Do you want to drink a wine? Shasa upaka. He drank and he blew up. So basically, don't even get involved. Am Rabbi Chia, Ahanyalei Tzluso LeRabbi Delot LeShave Bini Mamzeri. Rabbi Chia said, so Rebbe's tefila helped make sure that his children wouldn't be mamzerim or have a rumor that they were mamzerim. Why did Rebbe kava matzli amar? Because Rebbe, when he davened, he would say, Yiratam Mofanacha Hashem Elokeinu Shetatzilenu Hayom Me'azipanim U'Me'azuzpanim. Right, please, Hashem. Save me from stubbornness, stubbornness, I guess. Meaning, so that he didn't even engage with the guy. I mean, thank you, Akash Baruch Hu, for saving, calming my ego down. Right, don't let me get involved. That's what happened. Because Lamaisa, if he would have gotten involved, say, no, what are you talking about? Right, the second someone denies, there's always a crowd, and then rumors spread, etc. But if you don't even engage the guy, so is that. Okay, b'divrei Torah mahi. What's an example of someone, a scenario where you should actually talk to someone who's an idiot who's talking Torah? Ki had Yosef Rabbi Gamliel v'kadarish. Rabbi Gamliel was sitting in teaching. He said, "Asida isha sheteleg b'chol yom." In Bezrat Hashem, in times of Mashiach, meher yavo b'yamenu. Kosh Baruch Hu knows that we could use it, we need it always, but certainly not these days. Shneamar harai v'yoledes yachdav. Because the pasuk says that she will become pregnant and she'll give birth right away, right? Yachdav together, right at the same time. So like a love talmid echo. So one talmid laughed at him and said, "Inkol chadash tagos hashemesh." What do you mean? Pasuk says that nothing new happens on earth. So it's efshar that could happen. That the Teva, the nature, could change like that. So Amalo Rabbi Gamliel, or Amalo, he said back to him, Boer Erecha Dugmasan, Golem Hazel. I'll show you an example. This actually does exist in this world. Nafak Ach Vele Tanagolas. So he actually showed him a chicken that is able to lay an, you know, to lay an egg every single day. Apparently piling pregnancy on top of pregnancy, so you see that that such a thing did exist. Vesu Yosef Rabbi Gamliel, Vekadarish Rabbi Gamliel again was still a little teaching. Asidim Leilanos Shemotzim Peres Becholyom. Fruit are gonna bring forth fruit every single day. Shemar Zbazik says Venasa Nafas Peri. So the Gemara says Ma Naf Becholyom Af Pri Becholyom. Just like the branches grow a little bit every single day, right? It may not be visible to our eyes, but the branches grow every single day. So too, the fruit will also grow every single day. So legally, Galav Talmud Echad, again, a Talmud laughed at him and said, Amar, he said, Ksiv Ein Kol Chadash Shana V'Shemesh, right? Nature's not going to change. Nothing new is going to happen. So Amar Lo, Boi Rekha Du Masam Balam Hazeh, no, I'll show you an example of this in the world. So Nafach, an Ach V'Leit Slaf. He went and showed him this bush called Slaf, which apparently brings out fruit very, very quickly. So it exists. It existed. Fine. Good. Vesu Yosef Ram Gamliel Vekadarish, another story. Finally, Ram Gamliel was teaching. Asi the Eretz Yisrael Shetotzi Gluskos Vekle Melas. Alright, we're talking about Gluskos in Yonah Dioma in terms of Korban Pesach, in terms of Pesach. So, you know, why do we do Bali Rabbi Matzah? Because you might find the Gluska Yafe, the wonderful, nice piece of bread or piece of cake on Pesach, and you'll be tempted to eat it. But the Ram Gamliel was saying that Eretz Yisrael eventually is going to produce bread, meaning literally the land will create bread, and clay melas is woolen clothing, wool clothing. Shem as the Pasuk says, "Yip pisas bar baretz." There'll be pisas bar. Pisa bar is a lechem, and pisas is flattened, I think. Not sure. Okay, or maybe not. Maybe ketonas like ketonas pasim. Maybe like stripes. Okay, that's what Rashi says. But right, apparently that's the mashmos of that pasuk. So Luke Lekalov also Talmud Belmar saw the same thing. He laughed at him and he said, "In kochadis takas shemesh." That Talmud was really giving him trouble. So you see, Rabbi Gamliel had some patience. Apparently, Amalei said to him, "Bo ve'aracha du masim bolam haza." I'll show you an example of this in this world. And Navak achvele kemehem upitrios. You show them some mushrooms. Apparently, you see they grow very quickly. So you see that food can come out of the ground, you know, just like that. Actually, melas navra bar kora. He also, in terms of nice clothes, he showed them the inside of a palm tree. Apparently, you can get some sort of wool or some sort of like fine linen. I'm not sure. So the inside of this this palm tree or this palm heart, maybe. Not sure. Right, Rashi has deco, yeah, the palm tree that basically you can take to the inside of it and make clothes. Okay, right. Toru Rabbanan. Lo'olam ye'odam anvesan kehillel. A person should always be humble and calm and relaxed, like Hillel. V'alyei kapten kashamayin. You shouldn't be, how do you call it, translate a kapten? Someone who's makbid, someone who's, you know, very harsh and very kind of like, you know, harif. I guess, just like Shammai. And the Gemara is going to give a bunch of stories here. Ma'aseh b'shnei bnei Adam, it's a story with two people. The first one is pretty well known, and then there's some stories about some gerim. The first one is a story about some people that she'emru b'zeh made a bet with each other. Amru kol misha yelech v'yaknis hillel, anybody who goes and makes hillel lose his temper, yitol dalet me'o zuz, would take 400 zuz. Apparently these guys were wealthy, that's a lot of money. So amru echem mehem ani akintana, I'll make hillel get angry. Also, Yomerev Shabbos Haya, it was on Friday, Yil Chafaf Es Rosho. Hillel was getting ready for Shabbos. He was cleaning his head. He was cleaning his, washing his hair. Halach Avar Al Pesach Beso. So the guy went to the entrance of his house, and Amar Mikan Hillel. Mikan Hillel. Who is Hillel? Is there a Hillel here? So Nesate Fiatza Le Kraso, Hillel got dressed, and he went out to him, and Amar Lel Bani said, "My son, Matam Vakesh, what do you need?" Amar Le Sheila Yishli Lishol. He said, "I have a question." So Amar Le Shal Bani Shal. Ask, my son, ask. So the guy asked him a very deep question. Why are the heads of the Babylonians round? Now, Hillel apparently really had tremendous patience, right, and calmness about him. He said, "Oh, that's a great question. Because they don't have good midwives. They're not able to smooth out or kind of, I guess, fix the kid's head when he comes out. And so their shapes, their heads are shaped a little weird. All right. Halach v'himtim sha'achas. The guy waited another hour. Chazer v'amar mikan hillel, mikan hillel. He came back and he said, "Where's hillel?" And satef yatsa l'krosso. Hillel got dressed and he came out and said to him, he wasn't, you know, undressed for hours. Maybe he wore his today's equivalent, put on his hat and jacket or put on his, whatever. And went out to speak to him like a Rav would. And he said, "I'm a little b'ni, ma'at avakesh, my son, what do you want?" So Amalei she'ela yishli yidlishol, he said, "I have a question." Amalei shal b'ni shal, my son, ask away. Mepnei ma'a inehim shal tarmodiyim terutos. Why are the Tarmudians, why do they have round eyes? I guess. So Amarlo, Bini, just the Terutos, right, Rakos, why are they soft, Rashi writes. You'll see exactly what, I'm not sure exactly the physical detail that he was asking him, but you'll see exactly the answer in a second. Amarlo, he said to him, Bini Sheila Gedolo Shalta, that's a great question. Bini Shadarim Bena Cholos, because they live in the desert, between the sands, and they need their eyes to be, Kosh Baruch Hu Dina Mechesed, and they created their eyes in a way that the sand won't get into their eyes. Halach v'imtin sha'achas. This is a guy who waited again another hour. Chazer v'amar mikan hillel, mikan hillel. Same idea. Nisatef v'yatzel l'krosu. Amar li b'ni ma'atam avakesh. Amar li she'ela yesh li lishol. Amar li sha'al b'ni sha'al. Same back and forth. So the guy asked him, "Mipnei ma raglehem shal afrikayim rechavos? Why are the afrikayims? Why are their feet so wide?" So amar li b'ni she'ela gedola sha'alta. That's a great question. Mipnei shedarin b'in butzei hamayim, because they live in the swamps and they need to be able to walk properly. So Arlo, so the guy said back to Hillel, "Shelos harbe yishli lishol. I have a tremendous amount of questions for you, but umisiyare ani. But I'm afraid shematichos. I'm afraid that you'll get angry at me. I have all these ridiculous questions, but I'm afraid you'll get angry." So Hillel said, "Hillel nisatev." He again wrapped himself up again. Perhaps maybe his talis fell off or whatever. V'yashav lefanav, and he sat right. He folded over maybe his frock, and he sat there and he said, "Amalei kol she'elos sheyesh lecha lishol shal. Ask me all the questions you got." Even though it was Erev Shabbos, right? Some of the guy thought he would be stressing him out, right? I'm certainly stressed Erev Shabbos running around. Hillel sat down, started schmoozing this guy, even though he was asking him these ridiculous questions. So Amalei atahu Hillel shekorin oscha nasi Yisrael. They said, "Are you Hillel?" They call him the Nasi of Am Yisrael. Amalei hin? He said, "Yes." Amalei imatahu lo yirbu kamo secha b'Yisrael. If you're him, I don't want any more of you in Israel. So Amalei b'ni mipnei mas. He said, "Wow, what did I do to you?" So Amalei mipnei she'ibadti al yadcha dalet me'a zuz. He said, "Because I lost a bet." He told him the whole story. "I lost 400 zuz because I didn't get you angry." Amalei havizir baruch ha'cha kedai hu hillel shetaved al yadu dalet me'a zuz v'dalet me'a zuz. V'hillel lo yakbin. He said, "No, you know what? Zehir baruch ha'cha. Be careful with your ruach. Be careful with your ego. A person should always be calm and relaxed, and it's kedai for Hillel, he's talking about himself, that you should lose 400 zuz and another 400 zuz, mustava, because he lost the 400 zuz he had to pay, and he lost the potential of getting the 400 zuz that he could have won. It's kedai that you should lose all that money, the Hillel yakbid, and Hillel shouldn't get upset," right? Meaning that you should have a calm and relaxed demeanor. Tanu Rabbanan, another story about Hillel, Hillel and Shammai. There was a guy, Shabbalafnei Shammai, came in front of Shammai and Amar lo, "Kama Torahs yesh lachem?" He said, "How many Torahs do you have?" Amar lo, "Shtayim." Shammai said, "There are two, Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebalpeh." So Amar lo, "Shebichtav ani ma'minecha, I believe you that the Torah Shebichtav was given at Har Sinai, u'shebalpeh, ani ma'minecha, ani ma'mincha. I don't believe you that the Torah Shebalpeh was given to Moshe at Sinai. I think it was given, it was made by all the Rabbanim." Agav, that's obviously, we believe that's certainly not true. We believe that Moshe Rabbeinu got all of the Torah Shebalpeh and the Torah Shebichtav at Sinai. Perhaps the give and take in the Gemara, okay, that was recorded, but all the concepts, all the details, all the explanations the Gemara gives for Torah Shebichtav, certainly that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. So the guy said to the Shammai, "Girani, convert me, I want to ask you to Lamedeni Torah Shebichtav. So convert me on the condition that you'll teach me Torah Shebichtav." So Garbo v'otziu benizifa. So Shammai got angry at him and got him out of there, because that's not okay, right? You can't be mekabel just the Torah Shebichtav. Torah Shebalpeh is part of the package. Bala from Hillel, he went in front of Hillel and Gire, and Hillel indeed converted him. Yom HaKama, one day, or the first day, I guess, Amalei, Hillel was teaching him Aleph Beis Gimel Daled. Okay. Lamacha, the next day, Apichle, he switched it. Rashi writes, he reads Tuf Shin Resh Kuf. He started from the back. So Amalei, Ha Etmol, Lo Amar Filihachi, didn't you say that it starts with Aleph Beis Gimel Daled? Why are you telling me now that the Aleph Beis is Tuf Shin Resh Kuf? So Amalei, so Hillel said to him, ah, I gotcha. Lav Alei Didika Samachta. Like, didn't you just rely on me to teach you what was Aleph Beis Gimel Daled? Right? Yesterday you believed me, Aleph Beis Gimel Daled. The Alpeh, Nami Samach Alei. So believe me also that the Torah of Alpeh is also given to Am Yisrael at Har Sinai, and that's also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, you needed me to understand the written letters. Right? I could have told you that the Aleph Beis started with Tav. So believe me also that the Torah Shebaal Peh, meaning Hillel was giving over Torah Shebaal Peh. So believe me that the Torah Shebaal Peh explains the Torah Shebichtav, and it was also given at Sinai. Shuv Ma'aseh ben Achrei Echad, another story with a guy, Shebaal Lefnei Shammai, that came in front of Shammai, Amar Legirani, he said, convert me, Al Manas, Shetzalamadeni, Kol Torah Kula, Kshani, Omid Al Regal Achas. It sounded like he was playing a joke. Shammai, he said to him, convert me on the condition that you'll teach me the entire Torah while I stand on one leg. So Dachvo, so Be'emes Habinyan Shebiyadu. So Shammai took, I guess, this type of ruler or some type of measuring tool that was in his hand, and he hit him or he chased him away. Balef Nehillel and Girei. Sure enough, he went in front of Hillel, and Hillel converted him. Amarlo, and he said to him, Dalecha Sani Lechavrucha Lo Savu. He said, Vavte Lerecha Kamocha. Whatever Dalecha Sani, what you hate, Lechavrucha Lo Savu. Don't do to your friend. Do unto others as you know, you want others to do unto you. Zuhi kol Torah kula. That's the entire Torah, right? Pretty well known kind of thing. V'idach pirusha huzil v'gomor. And v'idach, and the rest of it is pirusha, is simply a perish, is an extension, is an elaboration. Zil gomor, go and learn it. Okay. Shuv ma'aseh ben Achrei Echad, another story. Shaya over Achrei Beis HaMedrash. A guy was walking behind the Beis HaMedrash. Shema kol sofer, Shaya Omer. He heard the noise of a sofer, not a sofer stam, but a teacher. Rashi writes, Melamed Tinoko is a teacher. He's saying, Ve'il ha'begadim asher yasu choshen ve'foto me'il k'sodas tashbetim, etc., etc. And he's listening up. They're learning Parshas Tetzaveh. And he said, they were talking about the Bigidei Kuruna. Amar halalulumi. So he said, who are these clothes for? Apparently he was impressed. So Amar lo, they said to him, not the teacher, but the people in the Beis Medrash, said to him, l'kohen gadol. So Amar oso nachri ba'atzmo. So that the nachri said to himself, elech v'skayer b'shvil she yishimuni kohen gadol. Wow, that sounds like a great deal. I'm going to convert so that I can be a kohen gadol. Obviously, that doesn't work. Balef ne Shammai, he came from Shammai Amar Legir, and he amas to see many kohen gadol. So you said to Shammai, convert me on the condition that I want to be kohen gadol. So dachu beim zabinin shebiado. So the same thing, he drove him out of there with this measuring. Apparently, Shammai sat there with the measuring stick. Maybe that's how he underlined his Gemaras. Yeah, took a ruler, had a pencil. I don't know. So he drove him out of there. Balef ne Hillel, he went in front of Hillel and Girei, and he converted him. So Amarle, Kulum Mamidin Melech Ela Mishiodea Tachsise Malchus. So Hillel said back to him, meaning, you know, he said to him as he was doing, he was teaching him, you're not allowed, are you allowed to, does it make sense to appoint a king if he knows what he, unless he knows what he's doing? Tachsise Malchus is like the position of Malchus. If the king doesn't know how to be a king, is it check to make him a king? So Lech Lamod Tachsisim Alchus. Go learn about, you know, being a melech, and then we can see what you want to do about being the kohen gadol. Meaning, go learn about kahuna, about being a kohen. So halach v'kara, he went and he learned. The guy was studying. Came and shegia v'azar karev yumas. When he got to the detail of that, you know, a zar, any non kohen who comes to do the avodah b'samikdash is punishable by death. So amalei. So he said. He said to Hillel, Mikrazel Minelar. Who's that talking about? Amalei, Afilo David Melech. David Melech Yisrael. So even David Melech, any non-Kohen is not allowed to do the Avodah. So apparently the Ger got the point, and also, so Ger Kal V'Chomer Batzmo. He made a Kal V'Chomer. But my Yisrael, Shenikru, Bonim Lamakom, Umtoch Ava, Sha'avam, Karol Lahem, Bini Bukhari Yisrael. It's also in the Yoma, Bini Bukhari Yisrael, right? By Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Moshe should tell Paro that Bnei Bichor Yisrael, right? Just like a Jew that's called the Ben of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because Hashem loves them, he calls them Bnei Bichor Yisrael. But the pasuk says, "Ksev Alehem Azar Kariv Yumas." But any non-Kohen who comes close to the Beis Hamikdash will die. So Ger Hakal, a simple convert, Shebo B'Maklu V'Tarmilo, comes with his stick and with his wallet. Alakas Kama V'Kama. Certainly, he's also going to be, he's going to get killed for doing the avodah. Can't be the Kohen. Right? The guy figured out he couldn't be the Kohen Gadol. So Balaf Neshamai, so he went back to Shammai and he said, "Amalei Klum Roy Anili Os Kohen Gadol. I'm not able to be the Kohen Gadol." Haloksi Batorah, the pasuk says, "Vazar Karev Yumas." Why didn't you tell me? So Balaf Hillel, then he went in front of Hillel, Amalei, and he said, "I'm the Sanusan Hillel Yanuchu Lucha Brachos Aroshecha Shekarav Tani Tagas Kanfei Shchina." And he said, he complained to Shammai that he didn't. Tell him, but then he praised Hillel that kind of encouraged him. Yeah, I'll be Makari of you. I'll be Makari of you, and then you could learn and see the truth that you really wouldn't have worked out. The Yomim, after a few days or later on, is Davgu Shlosh Lamakom Echad. Apparently, all three of these Giorim, right, that we just told the stories about, they ended up in one place. And it makes sense, right? Giorim stick together. It would, they share like experiences. So Amru, and they said, "Katanuso shel Shammai biksha l'toridenu min haolam." Right? The I don't know how to being makbid, the harshness of Shammai, right? Thought almost banished us from this world. But Amisanuso shel Hillel, but the Anava, the humility of Hillel. Kirvana Tavis Kafi Ishkina brought us underneath Kosh Baruch's domain. Okay. Like we said before that we were talking about we're going to go a little bit more about Yiras Shemayim. We had mentioned that when we were talking about Koheles, so now we get back to that a little bit. Amar Reish Lakish. My Dichti, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, Vaya Emunas Itecha Chosen Yishuos Chachmas Vadas? So he lists it off. Emunas Zeseder Zroim. Itecha is a seder moed. Chosin seder noshim, Yeshua seder nizikin, Chachma seder kachim, Vedas seder taros, right? The six sedarim of Mishnayos. Afilu achi, but what does the pasuk say after that? Right? Lists all that Torah knowledge. Yiras Hashem hi otzaro. No, that Yiras Hashem is the otzar, is the storage house. Meaning, if you want to remember, the way to remember all the Torah that you learn, Rashi writes, Who ikar hachashuv be'enav otzar v'lasos segula zikaron. The way to remember the Torah that you learn is through Yiras Shemayim. Amar Rava says, "B'sha shemachlisin adam ladin." When a person arrives in heaven for judgment, Amru lo, they say to him a bunch of questions. Nasata v'nasata be'emunah. Meaning he's interpreting that pasuk a little different. He takes each word in that pasuk and he explains like this. They ask him a bunch of questions. Nasata v'nasata. I guess the same word twice, even though. Spelled differently, obviously a different word, but it's pronounced the same way if you're Ashkenazi. Nasata v'nasata be'emuna. Did you do business honestly? Kavata itam l'Torah. Did you have set up special official times to learn Torah? Asakta b'priv v'yerivya. Did you have kids? Tzipisa li'Yoshua. Did you look forward to the Yoshua? Right, I heard a beautiful word by Rabbi Penner who's talking about how, the difficult times. He's saying that, Mitzvah Shem this time will help people with their tzipisa li'Yoshua, with their looking forward to the Yeshua, to the salvation, to the Sheikh Tzidkecha. Pilpalta b'chachma, did you dig deep into chachma? Did you not just try to attain chachma on a superficial level, but did you dig deeper and try to understand more deeply? Hevada davar mitoch davar, did you understand one from the next? Afilu achi, but even if you did all those things, I yiras Hashem hi otzaro, if you had yiras Hashem, then you'd be okay in the judgment. I lo, but if you didn't have yiras Shemayim lo, then it's going to be a bad time. It's going to be rough. Mashal Adam Sha'amar L'Shluko. The mashal is for a person who says to his messenger, "Haleli kur chitin la'aliyah." Bring me a kur of grain to my apartment, to my room upstairs. Halach ve'halalo. So he did that. So I'm relay. Ibafta behen kav chumton. Did you mix inside of it a kav? A kav is a much smaller measurement than a kur. Did you bring this small amount of chumton? Rashi writes it was salty earth. I don't know, but Mishameris is a Paris. It would keep the grain from going bad. Did you include some of that stuff? So the Gemara, so the guy said to him, Amarle Lav. He said, no, you didn't tell me to do that. So the Gemara, so the guy said back to him, Amarle Mutav in Lo Helisa, would have been better if you would have left it in the storage house and not brought it up to my apartment, because now it's going to end up going bad. Okay. Tana de Beira de Rabbi Yishmael, I assume. I have read here. I assume it's Tana de Beira Rabbi Yishmael. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Tana de Beira Rabbi Yishmael, let's say. Let's give him credit for it. Mariv Adam Kav Chumton Bakur Shal Tvua V'Eno Choshesh. A person can mix a kav of this Chumton into grain, and he doesn't have to worry about, Rashi writes, L'mochra B'Dmei Chitin. The Lav Onoi Sharish Yerasim B'Kach. A person doesn't have to worry when he's doing a business transaction, if he includes some Chumton in the core of grain, right? Obviously, that's therefore, if you buy a core of grain and it has a little bit of chumton, a kav of chumton, so you just bought a core of grain minus a kav, right? So it's a little bit less. So Gemara says, you don't have to worry about that because that's the way that the grain will stay fresh. And it's not considered bad business practice, but it's totally acceptable. Okay. Amar Rabba Bar Avuna, kol odam sheish bo Torah v'in bo yiras shamayim. The person learns Torah, but doesn't have yiras shamayim. Doma legizbor shemasru lo maftechos peniminos maftechos chitzonios lo masru lo. Great mashal. It's compared to a treasurer, or gizbar, I'm familiar with the gizbar in the Beis Hamikdash, has a lot of Mishnayos and the Gemaras, whatever. But the gizbar, and there's a treasurer who has the, he has, let's say, to get into the safe, right? He has the keys to the safe, but he doesn't have the keys to the building. A great marshal. Meaning, he has the keys to the safe, but he can't even get in, because he can't, it doesn't work. That's what Gemara says. Bahai Ayel, how will he get in? Bechal, he won't be able to get in to the inside because he has not keys to the outside. Machus Rabbi Yame says, Chaval al deles le darta, Chaval on someone who doesn't own a courtyard. Vetara le darta avid, but he makes a gate around the courtyard. Meaning, same idea, that if you build the outside without having the inside, you're just flipping it, right? The opposite. Hamaisa Torah and Yerush Shemayim. Yerushalayim is crucial. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Lo barak Hashem Baruch Hu es olamo el kadesh shiru milafanav." Right, the only purpose of the world is for Yerushalayim. Shemaimus pasuk says, "Velukim asa shiru milafanav." Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Eliezer, have a yosvei there. Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Eliezer were sitting, and Chalif Eliezer, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha showed up and walked past by. Amar lei chad chavre. So one of them said to the other guy, "Neku mikamei, let's stand up." The gvar dechel chatayinu. Because he's afraid of sin. And he has Yerush Shamayim. Amalei Yidach, so the other guy said to him, no, Nekmo Mekamei, we should stand him, because Degvar Bar Uriyanhu. He's a Talmud Chacham, Uriyan, alright? So he knows the Torah. He knows that we shouldn't stand because he's Talmud Chacham. So Amalei said back to him, Amilcha, Ana Degvar Dechel Chetayinu, Ve'amarta Li At Bar Uriyanhu. What, I said we should stand for him because he's about Yerush Shamayim, and you're telling me we should stand because he knows Torah? No, the Yerush Shamayim is more important. So Gemara says, "Tis time, Rabbi Elazar, who the Amar Degvar Dechel Chatayinu." Makes sense that out of Rabbi Simon and Rabbi Elazar, that it was Rabbi Elazar who said that Yerush Shemayim is more important. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Ein Lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olama Elo Yerush Shemayim Bilvad. All Hakadosh Baruch Hu has, Rabbi Elazar said that all Hakadosh Baruch Hu has in this world is Yerush Shemayim. I mean, that's the best thing. But obviously, Hakadosh Baruch Hu owns the entire world, but that's the most important kind of aspect. What is Hashem? Moshe is telling Bnei Yisrael and Sefer Dvarim, what is really Hashem? What does Hashem want from you guys? Really, what does He want? Kim Lira, right? He wants you to fear Him. That's what Hashem wants. Uksiv, the pasuk also says, that Yiras Hashem is Chachma. Right? All the Chachma in the world is nothing without Yiras Shemayim. Shekin Balashin Nevani Korin La'achas Hain, because in Greek, Achas is called Hain. That and therefore, when the pasuk says Hain, where is that pasuk? We didn't quote that in the Gemara. Oh, of course we did. What am I saying? Right? The pasuk says, Vayomer Ladan, Hain Yiras Hashem. So Achas Yiras Hashem, right? One is Yiras Hashem. That's number one, numero uno. And this time, so it makes sense that that's Rabbi Elazar who said that Yiras Shemayim is so important. Okay. Darash Rav Ula. Rav Ula says, "My dechti, what does it mean when the pasuk says, Al tirsha harbe, do not be very evil?" Right, what is that? Harbe hu delo lirsha. Hamat lirsha. but you can't be, shouldn't be very evil, but you can be a little evil. That's obviously not the pshat. Ella misha achol shum v'recha nodev. Someone who eats garlic, it's a beautiful mushroom. You see in a second, it's not just some random thing. Misha achol shum v'recha nodev. Someone who eats garlic and his breath is bad. Yachzor v'yochal shum acher. When a person should go and eat some more garlic, v'hei v'recha nodev, so that his breath should smell even worse. Meaning, if you do, let's say you do one avera, you shouldn't do another avera to try, you know, to keep on going, just because, oh, I did this avera, so. I remember when I was a little kid, so if, you know, I had a hard time fasting, you know, before Bar Mitzvah, I don't know, maybe it was after Bar Mitzvah, I don't remember, it was Chatai Anochi Maskeriyon, but let's say it was a fast day, yeah? And I had a very hard time fasting, so I broke my fast. Or anybody who has a hard time fasting, he breaks his fast. So you shouldn't just stuff yourself now that your fast is broken, right? You have a little bit to keep, you know, to kind of sustain yourself. You don't just, you know, now that it's over, so I might as well go right there. And certainly, if a person actually has a sin that he's struggling with, he shouldn't just keep on doing it, because he did it once, well, I blew it. No, a person should always continue. Right? Eating more garlic doesn't help you if you've eaten garlic and your breath stinks. Okay. Darsh Rava Bar Rav Ula. My dichtei, what does it mean when the pasuk says, ki ein chartzubos lemosam u'bari olam? There's nothing about their death, and they're very bari, and they're very, very healthy. So HaMakash Baruch Hu, lo dayin l'rishayim she'enu charedim v'atsevim miyom ha-misa. It's not enough that the rishayim are not charedim, are not fearful, right? What are charedim? They're yerishamayim, right? Charedim, Jews, that are considered charedim, because they're very, they're considered to have a higher level of yerishamayim. Again, why do they call them that? The word chared is, it means they're afraid. So it's not enough that the rishayim are not afraid of the Olam Isa, Elish Elibam Bar Elahem Kulam, but their heart is healthy, and just like an ulam is a wedding hall or a festive kind of like a place you hold a simcha, and the image is like this, that they keep on talking, excuse me, about the Olam Isa, right? It's like it doesn't faze them whatsoever. Vainu Dama Rabba, Rabba says, my dechtir, what does it mean when the pasuk says, Zed or Kam Kesil Kesel Lamo? This is the way they do it, and it's very silly. Yodim Rishayim Shadar Kan Lamisa. Rishayim know that they're going to end up dying. V'yishlam Chelev Al Kislam. But they have fat on their Ksalim. Rashi says here, Ksalim, you know, in the Ksalim, in terms of the, what's it called, of a Korban, was the kidneys, I think. Where is that Rashi over here? It's the middle, yeah, okay, in the middle of Zed Arkam. Kili Yusein Mechupin Bechelva, meaning their kidneys are covered in fat, implying that a lot of fat, they're stuck in Olam Hazeh. They're a little stuck in this world. There's a lot of fat around the gut. Shema Toma Shichra Himeham, because you might, well, unless you think maybe the Rishayim forgot about the Olam Isa, so Tamalom, where the Pasuk says, no, V'acharehem Befihem Yirtzu Sela. V'acharehem, their end, Befihem, is in their mouth, right? Rishayim speak about the Olam Isa, right? It's not a secret that people pass away, and yet they still are not afraid or fearful of judgment in the next world. Excuse me. Okay, now back to our Mishnah. Kechasal in there. We had said that if Rabbi Yossi, just to flip back here, where is that Mishnah? Yeah. So we said Mechabes Aner, it's on, if you're flipping back with me, it's on Chaf Ches Amad Beis at the bottom. HaMechabes Aner, we said that Mishnah, if you remember, was Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that holds that Malacha Shenatzucha Gufa, if you do a Malacha that you don't actually need, according to Rashi's understanding, for the classic example, you take a mace out of a house, right, you don't need the mace to be outside, you just need the mace not to be in the house. So similarly, if you extinguish a candle because you're afraid of goyim, but not because, you know, you need a... So whatever it is, that's going to be a malacha shentzuch al-gufa. The first cases in the Mishnah were cases of, according to the Gemara, pikoch nefesh. And afterwards it said, chayiv, that in the last line of the Gemara, over there, last line of the Mishnah, it said, if you're concerned about the psila, you're chayiv. Rabbi Yossi poter mekulan, Rabbi Yossi holds it, you're poter legamre, in all the cases, chutz min psila, except if you're concerned about the wick, if you extinguish the fire because you want the wick, v'pnei hu oset pecham, because it makes some charcoal, kind of makes some blackness, it's a creative act. So again, just to clarify, the machlokas that we discussed before about malacha shem tzuicha lagufa, Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayef, and Rabbi Shimon says you're pater, i.e. pater aval aser, since aser midi rabbanan. So Gemara says, what's Rabbi Yossi here, doing here? Well, he seems to be in the middle. Rabbi Yossi, come on, svirale. Who does he hold like? Meek Rabbi Yehuda, svirale, if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Lost the place. Yeah. So that all the other cases should also be chayev. And if you all take Rabbi Shimon, so why does he single out the psila, this wick? It should also be potter. Why should the wick be chayev if you're concerned about the wick? So Amar Ula says, Lolam Krab Yehuda Svirle. Really, he holds that it's chayev. Because Sava Rabbi Yossi, Soser, Almanas Livnos, Bimkomo, Havi Soser. But Almanas Livnos, Shalobim Komo, Lo Havi Soser. We know that the malacha in general is a creative act. Malacha, 39 malachas in general, with maybe one or two exceptions, are creative. And there are some destructive actions in there, though. Right? There is Soser, there is demolishing, right? It's the opposite of binyan, of building. There is mechada, extinguishing, which is the opposite of mavir, burning. So Rabbi Yossi holds that soser, or similarly mechada, either dismantling or extinguishing. So you're chayev for those if you're going to build or relight in the place where you demolished. Right, so if you knock down a building on the condition in order to build another building, so that would be soser almanas levnos. But if you're just destroying a building for no reason or for whatever, so that would not be the malacha d'oraisa according to Rabbi Yossi of soser. So to here, you're extinguishing the candle, right? But your intention is to light a new fire, right? Because what are you doing? You're making pecham, or you're making a little bit of charcoal at the end of the wick. We said once you light a wick, right, it's much easier to light it again. So you're extinguishing the candle in order to light for the wick, right? Because that's exactly Rabbi Yossi's shita. Because when you extinguish the end of the wick, you're doing something creative to the end of the wick. You're making it able to be lit better. And therefore, it's soser almanas livnos. It's mechaba almanas lahavir, almost. Or it is on that exact wick itself, but the other cases are not, extinguishing on the condition in order to light another fire. If you're kechas al shemen, so you want the oil, but the oil, you don't have to necessarily use the oil in this lamp, or you can take the oil somewhere else, or whatever. So that's different. Amalei Rabba says mechti. One second, let's see. Kol malachos yalfinu lomi mishkan. We learned all the malachos from the mishkan. The hasam, and over there, soser amanas levnos shalobim komahu. What do you mean? In the mishkan, what was dismantling in the mishkan? When Bnei Yisrael traveled, they took apart the mishkan, and then they went somewhere else and rebuilt it. Right. So clearly, soser amanas levnos shalobim komo, dismantling on the condition to build it somewhere else should also be one of the malachos. Right? Why are you saying that soser almanas livnos has to be in the same place where you destroyed it, right? Where you dismantled it? Right? Bnei Yisrael themselves, when they dismantled the Mishkan, they went somewhere else. So Amalei, I know I said yesterday that I wanted to say a Musar Vort, but this is also a tremendous Musar Vort. Shiny Hasam came to Chtiv, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, because when the Pazuk says, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisoh, so meaning Bnei Yisrael traveled based on what Hashem told them to do. So therefore, Kesoser Almanas Levnos Bemkomo Dami. It's as if they're dismantling and building in the same place. Even if Hashem told them, dismantle the Mishkan here, travel for a day, and build it over there, that's considered the same place. Because my Rebbe, Rav Yonasan Sachs, Shabbat Fu Shleima, he has the virus. So I'll quote some of his Torah. So he said a bunch of times, I remember he quoted this Ashkafically, when I was giving this Musar, just telling, talking about the Parsha or whatever. Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, if you're Al Pi Hashem, so then, if you're with Hashem, so then every place is the same place, right? Where are you? I'm with Hashem. Are you in New York? Are you in Shalayim? Are you in Tel Aviv? It doesn't matter. Bnei Yisrael traveled in the Midbar, right? They dismantled the Mishkan. They traveled for a day. Al Pi Hashem, right? They were Al Pi Hashem. They were in Hashem's presence. That was it. Period. That was the location. It was as if they dismantled and built in the same location, even though the physical location was different. So very beautiful fort. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I'll tell you a different way to understand Rabbi Yossi's Shita. Not that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, but really, lo lomkes k'Rabbi Shimon sfirle. Really, he holds like Rabbi Shimon. U'mayshna psila, so therefore, why does he say that psila is chayiv? Right? Everything should be potter, and he holds that everything is potter. So why is a psila chayiv? G'dam Rav Amnuna, like Rav Amnuna said, v'yitim Rav Adar Bar Ava, hachav a psila shetzarech lev hava askina. No, here we're dafka talking about a wick that needs to have a little, to be burnt a little bit. Because in that case, I feel Rabbi Shimon mode to come attacking Mane. Because there, Rabbi Shimon will agree, you're not doing the malacha of Havara, you're doing the malacha of Makil Padish. You're attacking, you're fixing it, you're making it able to be burned more easily. So you're almost finishing off the wick. I think that's Pshat. Oh no, so Rashi's is a little differently, I apologize. That kiboizet tzorech legufo, it's not a malacha shen tzorech legufo. Sorry. If you look at Rashi, Rabbi Shimon, it's not a malacha shen tzorech legufo. I forget the makam patish word, just occurred to me as I was reading it, but it's not true. Rashi says, if you look at the second line in Rashi over there, Rabbi Shimon, and read a little bit and skip down, the kiboizet, extinguishing this, tzorech legufo, is not a malacha shen tzorech legufa. You need this extinguishing because the wick itself needs to be lit and then extinguished for it to be lit well. Again, reused permanently. So you wanted dafka when you blew out the wick. So you dafka, that was for the wick itself, and you needed that extinguishing. Therefore, it's not a malacha shen tzorech legufa at all. It's an actual malacha of mechabit. Right. Amarava says the economy, that makes a lot of sense because the Mishnah had it, the Lashon of the Mishnah said the Katani, we learned shehu osa pecham, right? It makes some charcoal, right? Implying that the wick itself becomes some charcoal. V'lo katani v'mishin nasis pecham, and we don't say because it was already made charcoal, meaning if when you make the charcoal. So that's dafka, meaning because that's exactly what you want. You want that little singe at the end of the wick. If it was, really talking about what Ula said, that really holds like Rabbi Yehuda, it would have said mepneishu nasis pecham, because it was already charcoal. From the fact that, we're focusing on the future, that you're turning it into charcoal, that the wick becomes a little burnt at the end, so that in the future when you extinguish it, so that's exactly the point, and therefore the Gemara says Shmamina, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, Shkoyach Rebosa, Mitzchem, we'll go weiter tomorrow.